Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Beverly Inman Ebel is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Beverly's back. She is more than a 15-year member of our Brain Trust. She's the founder and the CEO of Talk, Listen, Communicate, LLC, the author of several books, including Talk is Not Cheap, including Success is the Decision of the Mind, including Communication Strategies that Work, and she's our good friend, Beverly Inman Ebel. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be with you. It's
good to have you back, as always, Bev. Thanks for 15 great years. Hey, one of the things that I've told salespeople for decades is that you have to learn how to be a chameleon. You got 100 different customer types out there, and you've got to be able to conform when you talk to them, when you communicate with them, when you try to influence them and help them. You have to try to be the receptive person on the other end of the conversation that matches up with them. So we have to do a lot of adjusting sometimes to take care of this customer, that customer. Do we need to do the same thing between our personal communication style and our business style?
We need to be flexible. We need to be able to adapt. Yet what I'm seeing with my clients is they are becoming almost two different people, and folks are noticing. When I do a 360 on someone, which is where you talk to people that interact with them in
right.
all aspects of their life, that's what's coming out now, more so now than ever before. And I think it's because we're under a lot of pressure. We're balancing a lot of balls. But they'll say something like, well, you know, Bob is this really nice person. I really like him personally. And then comes a but when he's in a meeting. Or when, you know, there's a problem or a concern, all of a sudden he's this, you know, taskmaster. And it causes them to almost question, is Bob really that nice? You know, how do I, in my own mind, knowing Bob, how do I put these pieces of him together? And so what I'm encouraging people to do, people in business, and let's face it, owning a business, there's a lot of pressure that goes with that.
You think?
I do think that understand, take a little bit of time and figure out how you deal with things. In other words, when you're not under that stress, how do you react? How do you deal? How do you listen? How do you hold your body?
Are you saying that these people that you're talking about they're not the same person when they manage people, they're a different personality, they're ordinarily a kind, nice, you know, a respectful person, but when they're in business, maybe they become rude and abrupt, and maybe that kind of a difference.
Maybe not so much rude, but very task focused.
Yeah.
In other words, they don't ask questions. They're not considering what you have to say. You know, somebody says something, they might say, no, that won't work, boom, boom, boom. You know, they're not being a monster, but all the warmth has left them. It's
yeah.
like desert at night.
Well, one of the things that I say is that, and I try to practice this in my own business, is that you can be serious about your business. You can be a very serious, focused business person without still not take yourself too seriously.
Right.
I mean, which is another way of saying, work hard, stay focused, be productive, get the job done, but don't forget to laugh.
Exactly. I was a speaker up in New Jersey back in April, and I gave a funny presentation, really had them rolling in their seats. Their gift to me, because they knew I was giving a presentation on the value of laughter, they gave me a beautiful picture that says laugh. And so it's sitting on my desk, and, you know, it reminds me, don't take yourself so seriously that you can't keep your sense of humor, your sense of who you are, even in stressful situations. Yesterday, I spent the day with a small business owner, and I was there as a customer. And I'm working this huge machine. I wasn't there the whole day, but the time that I was there. And I'm quilting this quilt very quickly, trying for my niece for her wedding present. And so the man's giving me instruction. Now, he wasn't unkind to me, but when I would say, what do I do at the end of this row? He would, in a very, you know, just clip voice, he would, you know, tell me what to do.
Yeah.
Then customers came in, and I had a problem, and all of a sudden he says, now, what's your problem now? I mean,
somebody
else had walked into the room. So that's the opposite. That is where, when you are around a customer, you're this super sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a problem with that, too, because they will eventually, that customer, if they keep coming back or see you in enough situations, they're going to see the real you.
That's not good either. Well, Socrates, 2,500 years ago, Socrates said, the greatest way to live your life is to be in reality what you appear to be.
He was a pretty smart guy.
Yeah, he was. And
he said it so succinctly. We could have been done with this in one sentence.
Well, you know, the thing is you can go... You can ebb and flow. You can move back and forth between being really, really focused, no time for nonsense, got to get the job done, we'll joke about this later, blah, 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 but still not be a different person.
Right.
From when,
because that, if you think about it, the reason we as business owners become so task-focused when it's serious is because we're on a deadline. It is important. We need to get it done. And yet, if our behavior is so different than those around us, it causes them to go into a state of what's going on, and
people
don't function as well.
People want to be able to count on you being consistent, which has nothing to do with whether we're busier today than we were yesterday.
Right.
You should be consistently the same person. We're going to talk
about. We can talk about how to do this.
Yeah, let's do that after these messages. We're going to get that tutorial from the master, Beverly Inman Ebel, right after these messages. TalkListen.com, is that right,
Bev? That's it.
TalkListen.com. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.